to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Don and Tracy Bittner sent me a text a minute ago that they wouldn't be here this morning. Linda's in Fort Walton with her brother, and David talked to Travis, and Linda left him at home, but he's doing well. And he goes to another church with his friends whenever Linda's not here. Oh, could be.
He's going to stay at home church.
Yeah. But he told me last week as we were on our way to the fellowship hall, he said, I go with them and they're okay. He says, but there ain't nothing like this little church. And I said, yeah, really. So we thank God for that. And see who else. Oh, I don't know about Sandra. I don't see her. I don't know. Huh?
She might be doing the breast cancer people.
That's exactly what she, yeah, that's exactly what she's doing. You're right. And also wanted to say a special thanks for all of you making homecoming real special this year. Even though we would like to see more come back for homecoming, but you all presented well. The facilities look great. The fellow that takes care of our outside stuff now, since we're old and we can't do a lot of it ourselves like we used to, that labor of love is given to a gentleman that really takes care of this place, and it looked good. I had so many people tell me, wow, the church really looks good. And that's a blessing. And I wanted to thank you for that. And we thank God for all of those who are helping the kingdom here at Bethel. Anybody else this morning? Betty.
Jamie and Craig are headed back home on Wednesday.
Pennsylvania.
So far,
everything went all right?
Everything's gone pretty good.
Good. Somebody over here, Tina, Judy. Tina, Judy.
My nephew that is in line for his stem cell transplant is supposed to go next month down to Moffitt. And he and his wife have been having a struggle. She just lost a baby, and it's just been one thing after another. So I just like to remember them, the whole family. And also my 89-year-old cousin, they're going to bring her on Wednesday. She thinks she can do everything, but we're going to find out exactly what she can do. But anyway, just crazy.
Judy told him a phrase that I never heard before, and it was different now. Well, I don't know. Yeah, she wants to come home. She thinks she can do it. And all the family do it. And Judy said, you just got to let her butt with her own head. I know. Really, you think about that. I thought, that's pretty cool.
That is
yeah. The wisdom of a Southern Belle. I don't know. Travis.
Yeah. Ran into a gentleman who was living out of his car this morning named Carlos. Across the street in New York for the guy who lives in the house across from us. But anyway, he wasn't asking for anything. He just, as a matter of fact, he didn't tell us that. He was checking on them. He was like, I wonder how they're doing. I don't want to disturb them, but I want to find out.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's prayers for him, prayers for me when I travel.
Yes, sir.
And as you say, travel and all that. I just want to have our hearts open and ready to help those around us who are struggling, especially the prayer of cure.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tina, the young lady you went over to talk to.
Her name is Courtney, and she lives back here on Cochise, or she did. She said she got, she said kicked out the door she used. She had it all. She had her clothes in her car.
Mm.
She was cleaning out, but she cried, and I just told her that she should come on Sunday mornings at 11, and I said, in fact, if you want to take your dog back and come back, and come just like you are. I said, any Sunday, just come just like you are.
Amen.
And she just boo-hooed, and so we exchanged phone numbers. So we don't know what's going on in her life, but that was not a coincidence that we met her.
Yeah.
We met Carlos, right?
Yeah, Carlos.
They're recognizing his health here. I just, you know, some people are against that. I don't care. My heart is open to those who are in need, and I want to see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's I think the word homeless kind of taken on its own thing, but, you know, think about it. People that don't know Christ are homeless. And so, and we could be in that situation at the snap of a finger, so to speak. And think about the people that's been touched from the hurricane up in the Appalachia and even here locally. now this is not a, don't take it wrong. We had charge conference, which is church conference, and it was alright, but it's done differently and so forth. And there's a couple things that was presented there that by people that I didn't think belonged at church conference or charge conference. And one of the ones are, on our district superintendent supports it, and I understand that it's a great mission. It's called the Zoe Project. And they focus on raising money to support the Zoe Project, which is in Zimbabwe. And it's all about the kids, and it's wonderful. They do a great work over there. They teach the children over there how to grow their own food, how to become self-supporting, and it's really a wonderful thing, but I'm thinking, we don't need to go to Zimbabwe to find that out. We need to do some of those things right here. So, and then maybe we could reduce the homelessness. I don't know. Anyhow, I digress. Now you know all my pet peeves. Anybody else?
I like that. Can you remind us to keep Linda's brother David's place? There are prayers for Linda, for Dave, and the entire family. Everyone that involved, because I know that they're very hard on her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very tender-hearted, and I think most of us always have closeness with our brothers and sisters growing up. But the way Linda tells the story, they were just like this all of their life, and it's really, and so yeah, thank you. And we need each other. That's the bottom line.